armed groups in the Central African Republic have killed at least 45 people and burned villages in the last few months. Several years ago, a civil war in the Central African Republic left thousands of people dead and displaced hundreds of thousands more. Now, aid workers warn that the country may be returning to conflict. Since September, more than 100,000 people have fled their homes. The conflict is between the mainly Christian anti-Balaka rebels and the mostly Muslim former Seleka rebels. In northern Central African Republic, anti-Balaka rebels used the village of Bambara as a base. However, the soldiers stole cows from nearby nomadic people. A militia of former Seleka rebels reacted by attacking the village. They killed about 25 people and burned more than 600 houses. The militia killed the older brother of Alexei Finikul, a member of the village, and burned his house down. "My father died of old age," Finikul said. "But when my big brother was killed, I was very shocked by that. I will always remember what happened here." The former Seleka also shot and wounded Finikul. He fled to the nearby forest and hid. Finikul later returned to Bambara and received supplies from the UN's International Organization of Migration to rebuild his house. However, his family does not want to live in it because of the killing there. The new violence has been a major setback for aid workers. According to IOM Operations Assistant Fabrice Tiro, the villagers have no food nor seeds to grow some. They also lack clean water. Everything was destroyed in these events. They are starting from zero. Even the town's school was burned to the ground. "We don't have anything," said village member Apollinaire Hororo. At a displaced person's camp in nearby Ndim is a group of ethnic Puel. They have been displaced twice due to fighting over the past few months. Alazi Makuri is the village chief. "The future for us is truly in the hands of God," he said, "because the population of the nearby village are the ones protecting us. We don't have any say in the matter." Makuri said the anti-Balaka attacked his village, not the former Seleka. The attackers also stole about 150 of their cows. After the attack, the villagers moved a short distance and started to regrow crops. But they were attacked again. Finally, they went to the camp. More than 400,000 people are displaced in the Central African Republic, about a fifth of the country's population. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders said the civilians in the Central African Republic are being attacked in the country at levels not seen in years. The group supports a hospital in Paua in the northwest of the country. The project coordinator at the hospital said it is difficult for the organization to get distant rural areas in need. Central African Republic is one of the poorest countries in the world and needs to be supported, but the people are focusing on the conflict, said Abdel Kader Lijan of MSF. But it takes time for people to solve it. During this time, we should be able to carry on with normal activities to give this access, and it's not easy. Currently, the biggest problem at the Paua hospital is malaria. Medical workers are also seeing and treating war wounds. Since the crisis of 2013 to 2014, more than half of the population depends on humanitarian aid. However, officials say aid levels for the year for the Central African Republic are at only 10% of what they should be. UN officials told VOA the disastrous lack of support hurts the chance of peace. I'm Phil Dierking.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.